Hello, dear viewers. Shalom, or what should I say? Marhaba. Anyway, in this video, I'm going to ponder aloud whether there ought to be a Palestinian state recognized by the international community. Spoiler alert, I'm going to conclude that there should be, because this is something I've thought about, well, for decades. Not that my opinion carries any weight. And there are plenty of Israelis who've said this. Since about 2000, there's been a considerable body of Israeli opinion who said, yeah, coexist, two-state solution, particularly people on the liberal left in Israel. And about 100 sovereign states, they recognize Palestine as a sovereign state. They have diplomatic relations with Palestine and so forth. So about as many countries recognize Palestine as recognize Israel. I remember there's a considerable number of countries, particularly in the Muslim world, who refuse to recognize the state of Israel. Now, obviously, as an individual, I can't recognize or de-recognize sovereign state. I recognize Israel has a right to exist. I would just like the Israelis to acknowledge that Palestine also has the right to exist as a sovereign state. It's difficult to see long-term peace without that happening. Much though Benjamin Netanyahu believes that bludgeoning the Palestinians into submission is a solution, the quiet of a graveyard is not peace. As Martin Luther King says, it will be the absence of, not just the absence of violence, but the existence of justice and equity. So how far back do we go with this? Do we go back to 1948? When Israel proclaimed its own independence, but the Palestinians have been proclamators of their independence. Likewise, do we go back to the expulsion of the Jews by the Roman Empire in the first century AD and the diaspora being scattered across the globe? Because if you don't go back far enough, you'll be accused of decontextualization. I listened to Israel's submission to the International Court of Justice when they're arguing against the suit that South Africa brought against them on behalf of Palestine, because Palestine has no locus standi, not be recognized as a sovereign state. And the Israeli lawyer was saying, well, we can't take these things out of context. Well, so that's what I'm doing. But Palestine is a state by Palestine is a nation by any definition. And nations are almost indefinable. But the Palestinians, okay, they've got their official language, Arabic, which is not unique. And it's known that a nationality is not a language, nor is a language a nationality. For instance, were a language to be a nationality, the Americans would all be English, or India would be about 2,000 nationalities. But they've got that decided on, and their capital city, which is Jerusalem, or Al-Quds, as they prefer to call it. Even speaking English, that's so important to most Muslims, they prefer to say Al-Quds rather than the English word Jerusalem. And obviously got their flag, their national anthem, they've got their elected parliament and so forth, they've got their history, and they're mostly Sunni Muslims. But it's true that they have many commonalities between them and their confrères in the Arab and Muslim world. So they're not entirely distinguishable from the Egyptians or the Palestinian neighbors of the Lebanese and so forth. Now, I've heard some ultra-Zionists say, but, you know, more Palestinians reside in Jordan than live in Palestine. That is the Palestinian homeland, or they're fakestinians. There are no Palestinians, which is obviously preposterous. Palestine is a word in English or in Arabic, has been around for many centuries, Philistine, and indeed alludes to the Philistines of who are mentioned in the Bible, but and obviously shouldn't be used in an opprobrious manner. I was going to say, like you know, Greece has got a traceable history in the same location for many centuries, but there are people who say, yes, but the Greeks are living there today. They're not all descendants of the people who lived there, you know, 3,000 years ago. So Palestine ought to be. Recognized as a sovereign state, and indeed already is. Now, it can't get into the United Nations and most other international bodies because it's vetoed by the United States at the behest of Israel. Now, it's true that Washington, D.C. will determine its own policy, and indeed sometimes that diverges from Israel, and Bibi Netanyahu and Joe Biden are openly sparring over this one when President Biden says there's got to be a path to a Palestinian state. So Prime Minister Netanyahu says it's the achievement of his lifetime to have forfended the official establishment of a Palestinian state. So Palestine is not a sovereign state. What is it? It's not part of Israel, even though Israel has illegally occupied much of the West Bank with its colonies there since 1967. And in fairness, many Jews were driven out of Araby since 1948 from Morocco to Iraq and other non-Arab Muslim countries such as Iran. And so they had to flee somewhere. Where were they going to go? Go to Israel. So they were very ill-used. And I would like to see there to be apologies, assessment, and so on, the right of return for Jews who would, might want to go back to Arab countries, I think very few of them would feel secure doing so, or indeed Palestinians who were driven out of their homes in what's now Israel since 1948. So it's got to work both ways. Reciprocity is surely a corporate civil international law. So the Palestinians have a right to a nationality, and it's true that many of them are dual citizens because they can't always travel on Palestinian passports because it's not recognized by certain sovereign states. But dual nationality does not mean that there's no such thing as a Palestinian nationality. Many people are citizens of more than one sovereign state. I myself, for example, triple nationality exists as well. Israel itself allows dual nationality, and many, if not most, of its citizens are also citizens of another sovereign state. And Germany allows dual citizenship to Israelis when it allows to no other non-European Union country. Because Palestine is not a province of another Arab country, and it's true that the West Bank was administered by Jordan after 1948 for a few years, and Gaza by Egypt for a while. This was a fledgling country that had just lost a war, was poverty-stricken, hadn't been independent really ever. But there's always a first time. The United States hadn't been independent until 1776. Every sovereign state starts out not being recognized by others. The USA wasn't even recognized by France. It's the first one to recognize them until the Battle of Saratoga. Was it Morocco recognized them? But again, the first European country to recognize them was France. They've got to coexist. And so Palestine's got to have a viable state with control over its own borders, including maritime borders and airspace and so on, because at the moment it's at the mercy of Israel. Because if the Palestinians get uppity, or indeed something like this, the 7th of October massacres occur, then Israel can turn off the electricity, water, stop all the food supplies, medicine supplies, and so on, control access to the Gaza Strip, egress therefrom, and so on. That's a really way to ratchet up the pressure. Obviously, Israel wouldn't accept if Palestine had a stranglehold on them like that. And indeed, why should they? So think about the security of Israel. All right, well, let's think about the security of Palestine and which countries had 20,000 civilians killed since the 7th of October. And you might say, but Palestine started it, which does not completely excuse the mass slaughter of civilians. And it depends how far you're going back to say started it. It was Hamas, which obviously doesn't represent the whole of Palestine, but they are quite popular in Gaza. The Islamic Resistance Movement is their full name, actually. So there ought to be one. So some countries that recognize Palestine, they have Palestinian embassies, they actually use the word embassy and ambassador and so forth. So what else are the Palestinians to do? Are they to leave? And ultra-nationalist Israelis would like to completely depopulate Gaza to illegally occupy it again, as they did until the early noughties. I know there are many other illegal occupations in the world. So yeah, Palestine must be free. Should be a sovereign state. And this is a terrible injustice, and it separates in the Middle East to this day, and think is woeful that the United States should arm and fund Israel, even though Israel is actually a very prosperous society, doing this, be the armor and treasure of Israel, despite all the Palestinians have been killed, despite the illegal occupation. And I realize from an Israeli point of view, say, well, we have to, for safety's sake, remember only 80 years ago, a third of all the Jews in the world were killed in the space of just 3 years. And we're girt around with cruel foes, although actually, they've had peace with Jordan and Egypt for decades. They say, but we've got no margin for error because, you know, Israel's only is it 12 miles wide at one point. You could drive that in 20 minutes. If we lose one war, that is the end of us. We don't want a second Shoah. So that's where we've got to be armed to the teeth, because there are people who really want to slaughter every last one of us. So that's why we've got to be very, very tough indeed, and it would really be overkill in the literal sense when they take military action against Hamas or similar groups. There's also a right to a nationality as per the United Nations. That is in international law. So the Palestinians have a right to nationality, surely to Palestinian nationality. And then there are some people who want to rob the Palestinians of their name, of their very name and of their identity, to deracinate them. And yeah, although that they do share a lot of their heritage with the Egyptians and the Jordanians, is not to say that they're not Palestinian. Austrians and Germans have an awful lot in common, which doesn't mean there's no such thing as an Austrian, or Czechs and Slovaks and so on. And this is the sort of Vladimir Putin argument that if you ever eat the same food, or your culture is remotely similar or whatever, or the languages are related, well, then you're one of us, and you're going to be beaten senseless until you bow down. So, yeah, recognize Palestine as a nation, and only then there could be progress on this. So Netanyahu won't do it. He's been very steadfast and persistent in denying the Palestinians their right. And this obstinance is one of the root causes of the conflict. And the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has said, we would accord full recognition to Israel, which they've withheld for decades, and will pay for the reconstruction of Gaza. But that's conditional on a pathway to Gaza, and the West Bank being recognized as a Palestinian state. You might say, well, it's moth-eaten. Its unviability is patent because it's separated by hostile territory, just like Pakistan, where it had the East Wing and the West Wing. But at least that would be something, because the Palestinians have suffered terrible injustice. And this rankles with their co-religionists and indeed non-Muslim Arabs as well. Right. Thank you so much for watching my channel. So please tell me what you think, and subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo, everybody. So what would I say? I think you say shalom in Ivrit again. Okay. Mar salama, ya Siddiqui.